Lance Armstrong still leads in the Tour de France, despite finishing seventh in today's 15th stage. Armstrong remains 2 minutes and 46 seconds ahead of Italian Ivan Basso. Today's race was one of the hardest days of riding, with six steep climbs in the Pyrenees over 128 miles. Today's winner was Armstrong's teammate, George Hincapie. Joining us now from the mountain resort town of Saint-Lary-Soulon is Andrew Hood, who's a writer for Velo News. Hi there, Andrew.
Hi. Good evening from France.
George Hincapie was reportedly shaking his head as he crossed the finish line there today. I mean, was he surprised to win?
Yeah, in more ways than one. I don't think George could believe he was in the situation where he was today. George Hincapie has been the loyal, faithful lieutenant for Armstrong for his six straight consecutive tour wins. He's a big rider in terms of how cyclists are. Most of these guys are skinny little mountain goats. George is a big, burly rider, 6'2", New Yorker. And when he comes to the Tour de France every July, he sacrifices everything to help Armstrong win. So it was interesting to see George win a big mountain stage, because he's never won a big mountain stage, and this one was the hardest of this year's tour.
Well, now Armstrong is kind of known for his good riding in the mountains there. He still has a lead. What do you think his strategy is likely to be in this final week of the tour?
Well, Armstrong said today his strategy in this year's tour is not to win stages, but to win the Tour de France. So right now he's in effect on cruise control between here and Paris next Sunday. The last hard mountain stage is Tuesday. Some intermediate climbing stages through the Massif Central, final time trial Saturday. So Armstrong can ride defensively, mark any dangerous moves, and really be in control of the final week.
If Armstrong wins, this would be his seventh straight tour victory. Are the crowds along the way there today, for example? Were they cheering him?
Yes, in general, the French public really admire Armstrong for what he's done, both overcoming cancer and what he's done to win six consecutive tours. Everyone wants to get the last glimpse of Armstrong on the bike, because in one more week's time, it'll be it for Lance.
So if he's the guy wearing the yellow jacket on the Champs-Élysées Sunday, when this wraps up, is it going to be quite a scene if he's winning?
Yeah, everyone's expecting record crowds once again in the Champs-Élysées. Every year there's been more and more Americans. So that'd be a special moment, because to win seven consecutive tours, no one's going to break that record as long as any of us are alive.
All right, Andrew Hood, a writer for Velo News, who joined us from a cell phone in the French Pyrenees. Thanks so much.
Okay, merci.